Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, young man.
There he is.
How you doing, buddy?
The Hankster. I am good.
How was your night off?
Yeah, it was fine.
Did you take the night off?
I'm trying to think.
Did you mow?
Pretty much. No.
Did you clean out the man cave?
Hasn't been a week yet. I do not mow more than once a week. That's my limit. No, I did not clean out the man cave. I was in the man cave digging, though, last night. Uh-oh. So,
did you clean up the soy sauce?
There wasn't any.
Okay, because June probably already cleaned it up.
No, I didn't spill any this time.
So you do admit that.
I didn't have any delicacy that required soy sauce.
Now, who... we have a jar of pickles from last week.
Yeah.
Those are probably the best homemade pickles I've ever tasted.
Thanks to the Deidelhoff family in Cazenovia. Jeff even brought us down there. And it's in the old wide mouth ball jar.
Yeah.
Those are probably the best dill pickles I've ever encountered.
They're pretty good. And the cheese tray, a meat and cheese tray from...
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Salt Weedle Store.
Oh, my
Thank you very much.
Goodness. Yep. Unreal.
Yeah. Jeff's going to be on every day now.
Yeah, he is. I heard he's taking my spot if he brings the cheese.
Brings food like that.
It's like, Henry, you're out. Those candy bars ain't getting you anything. So anyway, you know, way back when we first started this, I fixed your phone for an alarm clock.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, with my singing. And yesterday you asked me to help you set up... a new account that we have to have. So I did that, Phil. But your name, your username, like everybody will see this. It's Mr. Poopy Pants 1800.
Now I got to change it. You said it on the air.
Here's the thing. No, it's just your username.
I know.
But the best part about it is...
Let's be mature here. Come on. What's going on?
Well, we are. So you're welcome.
Well, here's the thing.
So when you're in a waiting room and like when you're in a waiting room
yeah.
to get on your meetings and stuff,
yeah.
it's going to say Mr. Poopy Pants 1800
yeah.
in waiting room.
Right.
That's good.
That's all right. Here's the thing. I get really tired of all the... passwords and usernames.
It is like absolutely frustrating.
And there's one, you know, with ADP, which we use quite often, they make you change it about every couple months. And I realize it's a security thing, but I just get used to one, and then all of a sudden I've got to change it. So that particular username came out of just a kind of frustration
yeah.
cynical. It's like, all right, put that on there.
Well, anyway, there you go. So I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, it reminds me of
you're welcome.
You remember the Naked Gun movies?
Yes.
Leslie Nielsen, and I was a fan of those. So one of I think it's the second one, Naked Gun 2.5 or whatever it is. And they did a great job of always having people that were known as serious actors and actresses do these parts.
Oh, yes.
Say these ridiculous lines, and that's what made it funny. But there's a scene with Leslie Nielsen and Robert Goulet. Robert Goulet's playing the part. And Leslie Nielsen says something to the effect that, let's talk about this like adults. To which Robert Goulet says, all right, Mr. Poopy Pants.
1800.
No, he wouldn't say that. But I saw it at a theater in Madison. And I presume that some of the Madison crowd isn't into toilet humor. You know?
Right. I'm not.
And I was the only one. I went, No one else laughed.
No one else laughed.
No.
Was June with you?
Yes.
Oh, I bet she was impressed.
And as we walked out that day, I remember there were two ladies behind me, and they were like, that's the worst movie I've ever seen. Should have went to something else, you know? what do you expect when you go to Naked Guns?
Especially if you've already seen the first one.
They didn't think that line was as funny as I did. It just caught me off guard. You know, it's not something Robert Goulet would normally say,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But now I got to change my username, so thank you very much.
But anyway, good luck with that. I put a nice password on there.
Yeah. Use 7 characters. All right. Mickey, Goofy, Pluto, Barney, you know. That's only 4 or 5 characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hank and Phil.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Largest burp ever recorded, Phil.
Really?
Yeah. Today's World Record Day. Besides Mr. Poopy Pants, 1800. Longest burp ever recorded is a record of 1 minute and 13 seconds.
Wow.
That's impressive. Paul Hun from the UK.
What did he do? Drink some soda pop or something for
Paul Hun set this record with an extremely long burp that stretched to an impressive 1 minute and 13 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Did he say excuse me afterwards, I wonder? Doesn't say that.
Ridiculous. Burping for over a minute is both impressive and bizarre, but it's just hard to justify a reason for this record other than just to be a pure novelty.
That boy, right.
I wonder if Mr. Rush is going to try to do that record.
Speaking of which.
Do you have him?
A pair of serial Guinness World Record breakers reunited in Idaho. David Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Records titles, reunited with former neighbor Jonathan Hollywood Hannon in Boise. Two men had been neighbors and record breakers for years. So the pair took time during the reunion to set another record. They were throwing a baseball back and forth. A few mistimed tosses, a solid rhythmic rhythm, and they've got a record now. The men successfully took the record 39 catches in 1 minute, throwing a baseball back and forth.
Is it one baseball, or can they use two?
I think it was only one.
I'm sure it's only one. You and I could strive to beat that one, Phil.
I don't know. You know, I've got to catch it more than once, you know.
It'll be right to you, buddy. Does it say have a baseball glove on? Do you have to have a baseball glove?
I think they did it barehanded. I think I saw the video. They're kind of two-hand tossing it back and forth.
It's a hot potato.
Yeah, right.
Longest time spent. Speaking of bathroom humor.
Oh, where are we? This is just going nowhere.
It's going right down the drain. Longest time spent spinning a basketball on a toothbrush. get this, 12 hours.
That takes some coordination.
Gary Pearson of the U.S., he spent over 12 hours balancing a basketball and toothbrush while keeping it spinning. You'd have to be dedicated and a bit crazy to spend 12 hours spinning a basketball and toothbrush.
Wow.
I hope he didn't throw the toothbrush away. You could actually use that when you're done. There's some good stuff in there.
I could. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Never tried to spin it on your finger? I could never do that very well either.
No, I didn't have any balance.
No.
The only thing I spun on my finger was like...
Uh-oh.
Like on the bench.
Oh, like that.
Oh, you want me to come in?
Come in?
Sit down, Larry.
When you're on the bench, too, you always wanted to sit next to the coach, you know, because you think that maybe he would see you and like, oh, yeah. You know.
No, not my coach.
Oh, you want
to
sit away?
He would beat you up.
So you fought to be to the end of the bench, you know?
So, yeah. Hey, I'm down here.
And at the end of the bench, you were near the cheerleaders, you know, so you could, you know, I got caught up on all the cheers and everything.
We didn't have cheerleaders.
Didn't you?
Very, very little, if we did.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way we spell success.
We just wanted to score a bucket.
A bucket.
A bucket.
Yeah.
Largest collection of Elvis Presley memorabilia.
Yes.
Over 40,000 items.
Oh, my.
Todd Slaughter of the U.S., it's one thing to appreciate music legend, but 40,000 items feels like more like hoarding than collecting.
I would say.
That's nuts.
But it is, but it's possible because they put Elvis's likeness on everything.
Oh, yes. Like, look at, hey, baby. Hey. Have yourself, you know, Christmas.
Blue Christmas. Yeah, I don't think he ever sang Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I think he did, didn't he?
I don't think so. Yeah. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. Fastest 100 meters on all four, Philip.
Oh, my goodness.
You could do this.
Oh, well, maybe. I could do that better than I could on two.
Kenchi Alto ran 100 yards or 100 meters in 15 seconds.
On all fours.
On all hands and feet like a chimpanzee.
They used to call that bear crawl.
Bear crawl, yes.
I think
the bears got offended and we can't call it.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, that could be.
You know, like they woke a bear up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to wake a bear up and take a picture of it.
Part of Mr. Gukinek's punishment after the mud in the helmet incident.
That you did?
No.
Do it.
All I said was do it. But part of the punishment was we had to crab crawl. You know, that'd be on all fours. Or no, that'd be on back, going backwards.
Yes.
Crab crawl, 50 yards, then turn around and bear crawl 50 yards.
Oh, my goodness.
And do that like about five times.
Mm.
Needless to say, Phil was quite...
Hey, you're pretty good at that, weren't you?
Tired. Well, yeah, back then I couldn't now.
Your mom probably called him and said, thank you, can you do that tomorrow?
Exactly. I think we did it for 2 weeks, though.
Really?
I think so.
Well, that's impressive.
And all I said was do it. That was a lot of punishment, so...
Well, I think we should bring this to trial someday.
We're going to get Gukinek on, and unfortunately, I think Marty Richards has his defense all figured out.
Yeah, I think he's hired an attorney and an attorney for every one of his witnesses.
He has. He's going to say that he was coerced by me.
He's trying to get out of a punishment that's due for him.
Yeah, right. And all I said was do it.
So you really feel that you're innocent?
Absolutely. I didn't make him do it. I just
Sounds like they were bullied if they didn't do it.
Oh no! I couldn't bully anyway. Could bully a flea.
I wish you couldn't bully us around here at work. Well, anyway, Mr. Poopy Pants 1800. I hope you have a great day.
By the way, it has an exclamation point. I had to put that in there too.
I hope you have a good day, Mr. Poopy Pants! 800.